Hello, this is Jim Person, and I'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast that features news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, I'm joined by Tawny Hammond, the director of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. She's going to fill us in on all the changes and exciting things happening at the shelter, also talk about the new wildlife management specialist and how you can contribute to humane policies toward wildlife. Also, Tawny's going to explain the role of the humane educator and how the shelter is bringing services and education to different parts of Fairfax County. Plus, as always, we'll have our featured pet of the week, and this time it's Minnie. So, Tawny, you're here, and no Kristen, but I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to be here.
Always try to have you on fairly regularly to get the updates on the shelter. And, of course, one of the biggest ones, most recent, I guess, is the construction, renovation of the shelter finally complete.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're finally complete. We moved in, I believe, in March of this year, and it's beautiful. For those that haven't visited, we really hope people will come on by and check it out. The facility that existed was about 15,000 square feet and was built over 30 years ago,
right.
Utilitarian. Now what we have is beautiful organic construction, organic feel, lots of natural light, two lobbies. We have an adoption lobby, and mm-hmm. then we have a separate lobby for people that are surrendering their animals or mm-hmm. looking for a lost pet. You know, both of those experiences, or all three of those experiences, adoption and surrendering a pet or looking for a lost pet, they're very different emotional experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've separated those two. And we also have a training room that we're real excited about, and we've been using a lot, and we'll be using more.
Yeah. So for regular visitors or folks who'd been to the old shelter, it really is a kind of a change.
Absolutely. The animal shelter reflects the importance of animals in Fairfax County. The leadership, the design team, construction, everybody from A to Z on this project really understood that it needed to reflect the importance of animals in Fairfax County.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The design's wonderful. I just encourage everybody to come.
Yeah.
Come check us out.
Put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite part of the new facility?
You know, I've been in public service for 27 years, and I think my favorite part, I believe very strongly that our impressions are made from the very beginning when, mm-hmm. when we're walking into a facility.
Yeah.
And I love the lobby and the entrance. It's welcoming. It's warm.
Mm.
It's very emotional, positive and negative when we're dealing with decisions in life, adding to our family, hard decisions folks find themselves in. And I think that environment that we do those things in is very important.
Mm.
So my favorite is the entrance and the lobby.
Not a sterile, cold environment when you walk in.
Not at all. It's welcoming. It's welcoming as it should be.
Yeah. Always busy at the shelter. Kind of look back at the last 6 months. Always, again, steady, busy. A lot of high-profile guests, I guess, you've had visiting the shelter, what with the renovation, construction, but other things. And talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Real excited. You know, we cut the ribbon on May 17th, and it was a wonderful event. Attended, perfect weather, attended by hundreds of people, board of supervisors, the chief, the deputy county executive, the chairman, other shelter directors from around the area. Really well attended. Well, the CEO and president of Humane Society of United States, Wayne Pacelli, couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
He was down in Daytona preparing for a conference. So he came back recently,
mm.
along with Congressman Jerry Conley,
mm-hmm.
Big supporter of the shelter. Him and his Jerry's family adopted from the shelter, and they actually brought their adopted dog back
cool.
with them.
Neat.
Fox 5 broadcast from the lobby. Annie Yu broadcast live and interviewed Wayne Pacelli and the congressman and Chairman Bulova, and it was a wonderful day. He said some of the comments he shared with those assembled were very special. And made the volunteers and the staff who work so hard really understand
mm-hmm.
their importance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're making history in Fairfax County. We're in the top 1% of animal shelters in this country. We're the largest jurisdiction
mm-hmm.
to have a positive placement rate of over 92%.
Mm-hmm.
And until Wayne stood there at the microphone and said that to the assembled folks, you know, we all were looking at each other because you just do what you do. You
right,
strive for excellence.
Right.
And everybody's committed.
And that's, as you mentioned, the volunteers, that's a hugely important part for them because they may have a small piece of the overall puzzle and not really understand how what little part they do, while vital, plays into the big picture. So that's a huge part to convey to everybody and continue to tell everybody about the wonderful stuff the shelter's doing.
And I'm a history buff, and I always tell the volunteers and the staff that we are making history in Fairfax with Deputy County Executive David Rohr and Chief Ed Rossler and Chairman Bulova and the Board of Supervisors. We're making history in Fairfax County. The nation is watching Fairfax. Hmm. People talk about us. When I go to conferences and I travel, people are watching Fairfax. We're known for compassionate, humane, sound decision-making when it comes to animals. We're really kind of in the forefront with that battle flag on change. Hmm. So it's I went back to, you know, talking about being a history buff. People rarely know they're making history when they're making it. They just do what they do because it's the right thing to do.
Awesome. All right. Maybe not a change, but some other aspects of the shelter we're going to talk about that, you know, maybe folks in their mind when they think the animal shelter, they think cats, dogs, maybe a guinea pig, something like that. Understand there's a new wildlife management specialist that's been selected. It's going to be starting in August. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means, plans for wildlife management in Fairfax County?
Yes, we're super excited about this as well, because that wildlife management specialist that'll work in animal services of the police department and actually report to me as the director of the shelter, that position is going to be very important because it's a collaborative position that'll work very closely with other agencies within Fairfax. You know, a humane community is put together by many pieces. It's a giant, you know, it's a jigsaw puzzle, if you will, where you put all the pieces in place. And one of those pieces is this wildlife management specialist who'll be working a point person, if you will, pulling other pieces together, working with the Park Authority, Fairfax County Park Authority, Northern Virginia Regional Park Authority, Virginia Game and Inland Fisheries, the Health Department, all of the various components that come together that help us put together humane policies and procedures. So this person will be working on the ground, boots on the ground, on a communication plan, a wildlife management plan, a deer management plan, looking at national best practices and making sure Fairfax is doing that. Things like humane exclusion of wildlife in your yard. Some people have concerns about wildlife being on their property. It could be safety concerns, all different reasons. They may not understand the value of wildlife. And that's something that this person will be part of, working very closely with the Park Authority.
You mentioned deer, and I was going to ask for an explanation. It may seem obvious what we mean when we say wildlife, but what does that mean? What are wildlife in Fairfax County?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. 17% of the land in Fairfax County, which is like 400 square miles, is natural. It's parkland, riparian buffer zones and stream valleys. And wildlife live in that space. We're talking about possums and raccoons and squirrels and owls and eagles, coyotes, fox, mice, snakes, amphibians, fish. Wildlife, you know, they're not companion animals. They're living out in these at 17%, and there's of Fairfax County, and there's laws that protect them, and there's all wildlife in Fairfax County parks are protected, and there's laws and state laws also too that govern wildlife.
Yeah, what are some of the positive benefits? We're going to talk about wildlife, maybe nuisance in a minute, but you know, if someone's listening to this going, well, you know, they come in my yard, or you know, whatever the nuisance problems we'll talk about, what's the positive side of wildlife?
Well, a couple things. One thing that most people understand is many people value living in Fairfax County for things like good schools, good libraries, strong police, good fire department, but also parks and the natural. Our parks are some of the best in the nation, and when you get out and talk to people, you find that out. So the wildlife are living in that space, and the wildlife that habitate, people go out, they hike, they bird watch, the canoe, kayak, bike with their families, children, adults alike. it's a favorite pastime, enjoying nature and observing wildlife. When they come into our yards, most people just need information. Right. They could be afraid. If they see, you know, fox, I'll give you an example. Fox are both diurnal and nocturnal. Seeing a fox in the daytime is not necessarily a bad thing. They're very adaptive. Now, if wildlife are behaving strangely, acting sick or injured, that is a concern, and we urge residents to call 703-691-2131 and report that if they see wildlife that's acting, behaving strangely, or they have a concern for their own safety. But knowing the difference and having that information and knowing what you can do in your yard if you don't want wildlife on your deck or patio. Right. You know, feeding pets outdoor, you're going to attract wildlife.
Yeah, makes
dirty
sense.
Barbecue grill all drippy and icky. Hey, if you're a raccoon or a possum, yum, yum at night. So, and then keeping your trash covered. There's different methods and there's different things you can do that are so simple regarding humane exclusion. And that's what this specialist will be working with other folks in the county collaboratively and holistically on a comprehensive approach.
Okay. Well, and you answered one of my questions because I was going to ask what residents should do if they saw an animal on their deck that they felt was a nuisance or the sick or the injured or whatever. So you covered that. Now, the educator that you just mentioned, is that the wildlife management specialist that we talked about earlier?
Well, the wildlife management specialist will be working collaboratively with a new position that's coming on board at the shelter, the humane educator.
Oh, okay.
And the humane educator starts in August as well, and it will actually be working very closely with the wildlife management specialist and with the animal control officers on the street. We are working closely with the Humane Society of the United States. We were going to launch a Pets for Life program in Fairfax County. And basically what that does is it connects people with resources for being responsible pet owners. Most folks just need information and resources available to them. People love their animals. Mm-hmm. They want to do the right thing.
Right.
And so connecting them with those resources makes all the difference. We find... We did a report on the animals that are being surrendered to the shelter or coming in, and we found out most of them were coming from zip codes right around the shelter. So this humane educator getting out into the community all around Fairfax County and working with schools, working with libraries, will be very, very important. Because usually when you think of humane educator, you think, well, scouts and camps and those type of programs. Yeah. And those are important.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing those. But we're also going to be taking this out into the community.
And what's the end goal? I mean, what?
The end goal is to elevate companion animals in people's lives. When I say elevate, responsible behaviors, humane behaviors. Mm-hmm. That promote a healthy community. The thing I always say is where you find animal abuse or you find any type of suffering, whether it be companion, wildlife, you usually find people issues too. You can't pull them apart.
Right.
That's why it makes so much sense, the connectivity with public safety.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if we find any type of animal issues, we find issues with humans as well and a quality of life issue, whatever it might be.
Right.
And police officers know this, the animal control officers know this, that there'll be criminal activity usually associated with animal abuse in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So there's connectivity with human health, public health, and how we're treating animals in our society.
Yeah.
So that's why this collaborative work, whether it's the wildlife management specialist or the humane educator, makes so much sense.
Yeah. Okay. We've only got a couple of minutes left. It's amazing how quick this has
gone.
It does.
It's so, time
flies. So interesting. Is this humane educator type role and the wildlife management specialist, is this unique to Fairfax County? Is this something that's being done in other shelters and animal services across the country?
And that's another good question. The animal sheltering and animal welfare, but animal sheltering is evolving very rapidly on a national level, and that Fairfax is on the forefront keeping pace with that. And that really goes back to the vision and the leadership with Dave Rohr and Ed Rossler, Sharon Bulova, Board of Supervisors. I can't say that enough because I could work very hard, as could Kristen and other people at the shelter, and it would be for naught if the leadership did not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Conley, Wayne Pacelli, all the Fairfax leadership. These changes, humane education, wildlife management specialists, these new additions, most progressive organizations, research communities do have those. Mm-hmm. And so we are right at the forefront, but it is evolving rapidly. People understand the connectivity with community health and animals.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited and I'm very proud. It's an interesting time to be in Fairfax. Yeah.
Really quickly, what about the next 6 months? We've kind of talked about the past 6 months. I mean, more changes, more stuff. You want to can give us an inside view or something?
Yeah, you know, we're still getting used to the new facility. We have a vet suite in there that we're working on, moving all of our medical procedures and spay-neuter of the shelter animals to that. That's a big project, and that's going to offer us some efficiencies. Mm-hmm. Financial and logistical, getting that humane educator, wildlife management specialist, boots on the ground out in the community. I think we'll see increased visibility. Already our Facebook, our social media is very, very strong. I think we'll see that become even stronger. Mm-hmm. Everybody should like the Fairfax County Animal Shelter on Facebook. And we're on
wink,
Instagram,
wink.
Wink, wink, and Twitter. I think we'll see a stronger outreach. More so than ever. And that's the goal. The goal is to connect to folks who think that the shelter is the dog pound of 20
right.
years ago.
Right.
We're an animal resource center. We're a community center. We're a hub in the community. So I think in the next 6 months, we will be having satellite hubs. We'll be out at the other government buildings and the libraries and the schools and taking our show on the road, if you
right.
will, which
right.
is what the strategic plan's been all along.
Right. Awesome. And don't forget, if you're listening, please share this podcast with your friends that may not know about it. You can share it on Facebook and do all other kind of stuff. Send them the link. We'd love the extra publicity.
Well, I know I will.
Really quickly, let's not forget our featured pet of the week. Name is Minnie. What in the world can you tell me about Minnie?
Minnie is fantastic. I spent some quality time with Minnie yesterday. Minnie is she's a black lab mix. I call Minnie a family dog. She's beautiful and about medium size and ball of energy, sweetheart. She loves belly rubs a lot. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
And she also is very, very smart. Any information you give her about appropriate behaviors, you know, when you're loving on her or walking her and working with her, she responds very well.
Hmm.
She'll make some lucky person very, very happy. She'll be a good best friend. Someone that likes to walk and exercise and wants to play. She mm-hmm. loves her ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dog just like that.
Yeah. I've got one, too, like that.
So this is a dog that wants to be communicated with and loved. I mean, all animals want to be. But I think Minnie has a lot of potential. She's smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's really smart. So someone could really, really do some neat things. I could see Minnie doing fly ball or agility. Smart dog. Oh,
yeah.
You can impress your friends with tricks at parties.
Wow.
She's a keeper.
Minnie doesn't sound like she's going to stay at the shelter long. So
yeah.
If you're listening right now, make that phone call or go by quickly. So.
Yes, she's waiting for you.
That's right. Tawny Hammond is the director of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, and she's with us this week as we try to have her on as much as we can. I know your schedule is busy, but we certainly do appreciate you being on the podcast and
thank you,
sharing
Jim.
Some insight on the past 6 months and a look ahead. That is going to do it for the Animal Shelter podcast. And remember, seriously, the next time that you or your family would like to add a dog, cat, rabbit, or other small pet to your family, please do consider the Fairfax County Animal Shelter because, truly, your new best friend is waiting for you right there. At 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, shelter open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7. Get on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you'd like to get more shelter news and events, you can visit them online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter. Also, check out the calendar of events located on the site. Don't forget the phone number, 703-830-1100, extension 2, or you can email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered. Tawny mentioned all the social media, so don't forget the animal shelters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, Channel 16 with the television show Tips and Tales. I want to thank you for listening to the Animal Shelter podcast. Be sure to tell your friends and give us a rating on iTunes. The Animal Shelter podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.